Hello, God bless you. I am very excited about what God is doing in our lives and our family and what he's already doing in 2024. Can you discern the difference? Can you discern God's doors are opening wide and he's ushering us into new things? Last night I was shown a wine bottle and I heard the word new wine. God is releasing new things, new anointings, new skills, abilities, just a new favor on the things of God in your life. And I'm just here really just to briefly make an announcement about what God is doing in our family and what God is doing in our ministry to the nations. And I'll just say that in the next several days, I will be leaving on a 7-day mission trip to Guatemala. I'll be flying into Guatemala City. And I will be ministering in a town outside of Guatemala City. And we have at least 4 meetings scheduled over the course of 6 days. And so it's going to be a pretty active schedule. And I just felt led to share this with some folks who might just wonder what it is that Faith Fire does, what it is that I am doing, whether it's here or outside of the country. And so that's what I'm here to do. And so I'm going to inform you just a little bit about how God has called us to the nations. And in brief, I'll just say this: we're called to minister revival and awakening around the world. That is the mission of Faith Fire Worldwide Revival Ministries. So wherever the Lord sends me, I believe it's God assigning me to release a new sound, a new wind, a new pouring of the Spirit of God into the hearts and minds of His people. To release an anointing of strength, to release an anointing to set free people who have been bound or felt trapped or felt they've been in a cave, to release the identity in Christ that so many have not yet received, and to release salvation, to release the gospel message that the wrath of God is upon those who have not believed in Jesus Christ. And I don't know if that's something that has hit you, but if you read in the book of John, chapter 3, and you go to the very end of the chapter, it's very clear that those who believe in Jesus Christ have life, but those who do not believe in Jesus Christ do not have life, but the wrath of God is upon them. And so I am passionate about releasing the good news of Jesus Christ, that He has died on the cross for our sins, His blood has washed our sins away, and we receive the redemption from all of our sins when we believe that He is who He says He is, and that He is alive and sitting on the right hand of the Father. It is a faith thing. It is not by works that we have received salvation, but by faith through grace given to us by the Father. So I will be ministering in Guatemala in the next several days. And so please keep our family in prayer. We do rely on the giving of donors. And so I actually have one particular donor to thank. This person does not want me to say their name, and so I won't, but I will say that it is through the giving of God's people that we are able to leave the borders of the United States and to take the gospel message. So the hundreds and thousands of people, there will be thousands of people that will hear the good news of Jesus Christ. There will be so many that are going to be touched by the healing power of the Holy Spirit, whether it's physical healing or even healing in the soul, that people will receive healing from trauma and wounds that they've carried for far too long. God is going to unleash deliverance from demonic oppression through the ministry. And a special thanks to my brother Steve Fado. Steve Fado and his wife have been ministering the nation since the 70s, and they have invited me to be a part of what it is that they are doing in the nations. And so the next stop for us, I'm not sure where it is yet. I believe it'll be Central or South America. But we are asking you to consider sowing into this ministry. The door of the Lord has been opened, and I believe God meant what he said, that we do not muzzle the ox when it's treading grain, and that the worker is worth his hire. And so God is going to provide those who are touched to minister to this particular family of ours and our ministry through giving. And so if that's you, you can go to faithfireworldwide.com and give. Just click the word support. And we are looking for monthly donors, whether it's $1 a month or 50 cents a month, it doesn't matter. We just like to know a little bit more about what's coming in that helps us with the budgeting. But it's a faith walk. It has been a faith walk. Back to Guatemala. I'll be in Guatemala doing revivals in several churches in the city, in the area. And I'll also be participating in releasing the word of the Lord and the gospel at a crusade. And at crusades, we gather thousands of people. There's much marketing that goes into this. We tell people we're coming with the good news. We're coming with salvation and healing for those who are broken. And so what we do is we build a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. We build an anticipation for people who are hungry for something different. They're hungry for God to move in their lives. And so that activates their faith. And they show up, and then we release the word of the Lord, and their faith meets God's promises, and we see a manifestation of the promises of God. And so we're going to see that in Mass on Friday night. That'll be January 26th. That's when the crusade is going to be happening. And so I just want to share this with you because we believe there are people who are assigned to give into this ministry who want to touch lives outside of the United States. And so if that's you, you can go to our website and certainly sow. But I want to pray for you and pray for what God is doing in your life. And I probably should say this before I go into prayer, that in the nation of Guatemala right now, there has been some political upheaval. They have recently had a democratically elected president elected in the nation. And this is a person who ran on a platform to clear up corruption in the government. And what's so interesting is, despite their call to integrity, their call to morality, their call to government that is serving the people and not ingratiating itself, there has been very stiff opposition to this president taking power within the Congress. And so there are members of Congress who have been plotting, trying to keep this president from taking office. There have been rumors that either the president or the vice president might be kidnapped, or there might be some kind of move to do something illegal to keep one of them from being available when the swearing-in is scheduled. Because by law, if both are not there, then they cannot actually take office. So there's all of this going on, and there have been thousands taking to the streets in Guatemala because they want to see the president that was democratically elected take power and take a, you know, obviously a step toward a less corrupt government. And so, not to get into the depths of what kind of corruption they're dealing with, my point is there is a hunger for justice. There's a hunger for truth. There is a hunger for righteousness in this nation. And so I believe we're walking into a country where people are looking for what only God can provide them. Man can only give us so much, but God is who provides us with real righteousness and justice and the peace, the inner peace that we desire in a world that is full of chaos and darkness. So we're going to pray for the people of Guatemala and obviously pray for my family, and I'll be releasing the word of the Lord as I pray for you as well. God, we just thank you for this opportunity to come before you, God, and just rest on your promises that are yes and amen. Oh, Lord, you said the one who has begun a good thing in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And I just declare now in the name of the Lord that whatever God has started in you, not for you, but in you, what word God has planted in your heart, the vision God has given you, the promises God has reminded you of, the ideas, the plans, the thoughts, the blueprints God has released to you. Many received blueprints in the month of November preparing for January, for 2024. I just declare in the name of the Lord that your faith is going to arise and believe that the one who spoke it into your spirit is also the one that's going to bring it to pass. And all you've got to do is trust him and walk with him. I declare this into your hearing in the name of the Lord, where you have been hesitant, where you have been afraid, where you have been confused, where you have just doubted. God is unleashing now fresh faith, fresh anointing, fresh power to tread on the serpents and scorpions that have tried to delay your arrival. Oh God, I pray now as I see planes taking flight. God, I pray now that as they depart this place of stagnation, that they are entrusting you, God. You're the one who is controlling air traffic, oh God, and will direct them from where they are now to their landing place, to their destination in the Spirit, to their destination in the Lord, to their destination in the kingdom of God. I declare and decree in the name of the Lord that what God has said to you, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, that which the Lord has in store for those who love him. And he's going to take you there in Jesus' name. He is going to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask, think, or imagine. And you're in a position now where God is saying, let me be the pilot. You sit back and let me take you where you're going. Just believe that where you're going is me. You're going where I have you to go. God has asked you to trust him right now. Oh, I know I'm speaking into someone's heart where you have been doubting the Lord. You've been seeking. I see people's hands holding on to the old. And God is saying, let go of the old. I see people's hands touching the world, and you still can't let go of the cares of this world. You seem not to be able to let go of the world culture and the way the world thinks and the way the world does things and the effort that is required. They don't act by faith and walk by faith in Christ. They believe in something else, mainly money, glory to God, and riches and things that are tangible. But the Spirit of the Lord says to you today, will you trust me? Will you let me take you where you're going? Holy God, the Lord is asking you to test him in this and show you, so he may show you that he will pour out a blessing in your life. In the name of the Lord, will you trust him with your substance and the first fruits of all that he gives you? Oh God, I bless you for this. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for the people of Guatemala, God, where there has been upheaval, where there's been political strife, God, we speak peace into that atmosphere now in Jesus' name. God, where the void has been, we'd say light arrive. Oh, Anabasha, I pray for the light of the Lord to arrive and blanket the people of Guatemala, where there has been deep darkness, God. We pray for the piercing light of the word of the Lord. We pray for burning lights, torches, torch bearers, the people of the living God who are carrying the truth to arise now and become active in the spirit as they begin to pray. I pray that intercessors are arising and taking their posts in the name of Jesus. I pray now that the prophets in the name of God will begin to speak what thus says the Lord into the atmosphere and into the hearts of people, and people might begin to move in accordance with the word of God. We thank you for this, God, for the outbreak of freedom. Oh God, I see shackles falling off, handcuffs falling off of people who have believed what has been spoken over them. But now, God, they're hearing the thoughts that are good toward them. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we pray over them. Jeremiah 29, 11 and 12. God, you know the thoughts that you think toward them, thoughts of good and not evil, that will bring them to an expected end. God, you're going to break them out of the format, oh, of this world, and you're going to reformat them in accordance with the kingdom of the Lord. I speak a reformation now in Jesus' name in Guatemala, and we pray into the revival. Revive them again, God. Holy Spirit, I pray for the fire of heaven. I pray for a pillar of fire in the name of Jesus to fall in Guatemala City in the midst of the urban area, God, and may it spread like wildfire all over the land. In Jesus' name, families touched, babies touched, mothers, fathers, children touched in the name of the Lord. Systems touched, the government, God. We pray for God's spiritual transformation in the people of the government. May the Congress be cleansed from every defiling thing in Jesus' name. Oh God, filthy lucre, we pray that it's exposed in the name of the Lord. And we pray, God, that people arise that are proclaiming the good news of Jesus. People who arise are going to be proclaiming that Jesus is the King of Guatemala. Come on. And I discern that God is going to turn things upside down in Guatemala City. I pray it begins this particular week, God. I pray that we have a small part in it, God. I pray that the wildfire breaks out among the people. I pray that faith comes through, oh God, as we pray and we preach and we prophesy. We pray that faith meets every word that comes out of our mouths, and that we're bringing forth that which the Spirit of the Lord has already proclaimed into the atmosphere. And we're going to see your kingdom come, because the kingdom of God is near. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray for the people of America to find faith in God. Oh, I pray for the hunger and thirst after righteousness right here. Oh God, I pray for kindling, God. Oh, I pray for dry places, hallelujah, to be touched with the torch of Jesus Christ. Oh, you said, oh, how much that you wanted to set fire on the earth, and that you wished it was already kindled. That was your word, God. You came to set fire to the earth. Oh, you came to set fire to dead things. You came to set fire to dry places. You came to set fire to things that need to be touched with something that moves it. Oh, Mashe, we pray for the word of God to come forth where there have been dry places. The winter, hallelujah, is coming to an end, and you're going to breathe life to where things have not been moving. in Jesus' name. This is my prayer and declaration in your precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Listen, we ask that you pray for us, pray for our ministry and our family as we prepare for our mission in Guatemala. And yes, if you can sow into what God is doing in the nations through Faith Fire Worldwide Revival Ministries, you are invited to do so at our website, faithfireworldwide.com. And we just praise God for your partnership in prayer and your friendship. Until we see you next time, bye-bye. Thank you.